Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning. This is Anne Ravel Petcher. I'm one of your two hosts this morning. I'm joined by Mike Lauer. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. What a wonderful morning.
It's so pretty out.
Got some great sleep. It's gorgeous. It's not raining so hard.
I know. And we're kicking off the day of this amazing conference.
We're starting it in style today.
Yeah, because we got Juan. We got Juan for us.
Juan.
Hi, nice to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, Juan. Thanks for joining us. Juan is with Ready Incorporated.
And it's not R-E-A-D-Y, as
no,
I discovered.
It's not.
It's not. It actually stands for Rhetorical App Making Interface.
Oh, I'm really glad you called it Ready. So, Juan, tell us a little bit about what Ready is.
Right. So, as developers, about 2 years ago, we had this idea that we wanted to enable everyone to build mobile applications, basically because we were tired of building it for them.
And
they're basically the same ideas rehashed over and over. So we thought, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if we could come up with a way to enable people to build right on their phones without any real barriers? And one of the first iterations that we had actually started with the idea of enabling people to build from their voice. So that's why Rhetorical.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And
you can build a mobile app.
Yeah, how does
voice?
That work?
Well, so that was the challenge. A lot of different accents made it very, very difficult.
Sure.
And obviously the Siri technology was just coming out, and we had to pivot a little bit. So
well, if
we
you
want to
get my blood pressure up, talk about Siri. She just frustrates me.
It's
no
one
end.
Of the reasons I have an Android.
Well, I'm glad you do. It's part of the reason why we ended up making it a touch-enabled interface for
okay.
your program.
So do you still have the voice capabilities or something you're still kind
no,
of
we
on?
Took it away. The technology
it's
just,
not quite
just
there
wasn't
yet.
There. Yeah.
But and when it is, you will be there.
I believe so.
So explain a little bit more about your product. How does it work?
Right. So it's an app on your mobile phone, and Android only at this point. And it basically is an app that builds apps. Using your finger, you can design whatever screen you want and put in components such as Facebook integration or buttons or Google Maps or even augmented reality without really having a program. So with just a few touch-enabled gestures, you're basically done after a few minutes.
WYSIWYG.
Yeah, a little bit WYSIWYG, a little bit, it's a little bit of WYSIWYG, a little bit of WordPress kind of plugin functionality.
So you can do some coding on it.
Yes, and we call it coding, but it's...
it's not quite coding.
It's basically gesture-enabled programming.
Gotcha.
Oh, my
gotcha.
Goodness.
That's what we call
oh
it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm just gonna walk right through this. I go to the Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
I go type in R-H-E-T-I,
mm-hmm.
and up you come.
Well, so at this point, we're in private beta.
Okay.
So you have to be registered as part of our VIP tester group in order to download it.
Okay.
But very, very soon, and we're about to announce this at the conference, you'll be able to do that. So just go to Play Store, download Ready, and then build whatever app you want for yourself, your family, your community, even this radio station.
What's the price point going to be on that?
$0.
Stop
zero.
That.
I know. Right?
So wait a minute. Zero.
So how do you make money?
How you make money?
So, you know, one of the things when we launched this was we wanted to remove all barriers in enabling people to create, and price point for us was
no excuses.
Very, very important.
There's no excuses.
Right. So we have a couple of different ways to make money. One of the most interesting ones is we've actually had a few corporations approach us and ask to use our platform so that their employees and their managers could build apps for their productivity. So we're looking at licensing deals through there to fund the consumer side.
Okay.
And then just like WordPress, we have a marketplace of premium features and templates where people will pay a small bit of money for that.
Now, I've done a little bit of app building, very, very elementary in college, you know, right? You right. open up the computer and then you select what kind of device, right? Mm-hmm. And it has a little screen, but it was tough for me because I didn't actually have it on the device to look at it and test it. So that's one thing that you have a huge advantage of is when I'm building it, I see exactly how it's going to look on my device or on that OS, that operating system.
Right, and that's part of the reason why we built it on the phone. You don't have to wait for renderings or anything like that to happen. What
forever.
You're seeing is what you're actually programming. And, you know, for developers, like our team, it actually cuts down development time of any real application by a significant amount. So it's part of the reason why we built it on the phone and not the computer.
Wow. Okay. So you're talking about this private beta. Who gets to be in that?
Right. So we have a group of over 3,000 people now.
That's not that private.
No. One of the things that we did is we were featured on XDA, which is a pretty big programming forum, as one of the tools to help sort of people jump into programming and see what they're actually capable of. We do have a wait list over those 3,000, and more people are signing up. And what you need to do is you just go on our website, register for the VIP tester group.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's on a first come, first serve basis. Unless you have a really amazing app idea, then we'll let you right in.
So there is some prioritization there.
Yes. And the reason is, you know, there's so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of different app ideas.
You need to get the right guy viewing your product to get their feedback.
Exactly. And part of the way that we work is through a marketplace of plugins or components, like I mentioned. So we have to prioritize that in building the right components for the larger market.
So when this goes out to consumers, is there going to be some kind of forum where people can go and kind of give best practices on how to build an app with your product?
Yes. In fact, in our website, we have a pretty big help section full of video tutorials. We also have a Google Plus community page, which is where a lot of our testers are participating. So many of the questions that they have, or even some bug reports in our private beta, are being reported through there so that every user can see what we're doing at all times
of the day.
That's
invaluable to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we've been very, very surprised by how open this community has been with us.
I was going to say, what have you learned from them so far?
Yeah.
We learned that everyone has a different type of idea. And the most surprising thing is, you know, most of the ideas that they've reported actually require the same components.
Really?
So, yeah, whether it's I want to make another picture app or a feed app, the features are very, very similar. They want Google Plus login or Facebook login or take a camera and put in a timer. And we've had some really amazing ideas by people in unique situations where, you know, it's not that the entire marketplace as we could think of would need it, but then again, we would never know how else they would be used. So to give you an example, we had a person, he's not a developer, he's a teenager, he said, you know, I want to build an app for my brother who has Down syndrome and can't talk, and I want to build an app to communicate with him. And, you know, that kind of, that touched like a point in our hearts.
Yeah.
And
so he went to the top of the list.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But what was most interesting is we already had the components for him to make that happen. He just needed to basically put them together himself to solve his individual problem.
And how'd it work for him?
Well, there's one little bit that he wants to add.
Sure.
So we're building that component for him. And typically it takes us about, you know, 1 to 3 days, depending on how difficult that component is, to publish it. And he's in our wait list of features that we need to add. But basically what he's done is he's basically created a messenger application similar to Snapchat just for himself and his brother. And it's you know, privacy is all about him, and he is able to control where the messages are being stored. And
so he can set the pathways up all on his own. So this is a cool way for people to do private communication also and build a personal app.
Right.
Now, can they go around and put it on the Google Play Store?
Yes.
That kind of stuff?
So one of the big reasons how we differentiate from our competitors is we actually let you keep your app, and you don't have to pay any hosting fees or anything like that. A lot of the self-proclaimed sort of website app builders charge you hosting fees, and if you stop paying, then they keep your app. We send it to our users via email. They get to put it on the Play Store, or if they want, they could just share it internally, as is the case with this family.
And host it, you know, on their device, right?
Or in Google Play, for example.
Oh, Google Play, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the file that we send is what we call an APK file, and that's what you need to upload it to the Google Play Store.
So I want to go back to this high school student, because this seems to tie in directly to a lot of what you personally actually do. You are also a social entrepreneur.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about, I mean, first of all, I'm sitting here looking at his bio, everyone. And so he graduates from Duke with a double major in economics and public policy. And
so you're
a
pretty sharp guy.
Markets and management certificates,
wow.
Both. So the guy, kind of didn't stop. But you've done a lot of work with some disadvantaged environments.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so I'm originally from Guatemala. It's a small country in Central America. I moved to the United States when I was very, very young, but I still have my family there. And as part of my raison d'être, you know, I've always sought to give back to my country.
Oh, cool.
And it's, you know, it's a very, it's a developing nation with a lot of different challenges, whether it's in farming or nutrition or even language education. So one of the things that I've sought is to give back. Well, this application has let me, enables me to do so in a lot of different ways. But as part of my business side, I was in a pharmaceutical distribution company that was focused on medicine for the poor, for example. And we launched in Guatemala, I believe it was 3 years ago. Now we're in different nations.
Okay.
And you know, part of that experiment was simply because we thought we could make a difference.
Right.
It became later on about the bottom line because we realized we could actually make a profit depending on how we organized it.
That's an important message.
Right. I mean, we're in business, right?
Please listen up. you actually can do good and make money. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Well, and if you start out trying to do good, chances are good's going to come back around, right?
Exactly. And that's really what happened. We saw massive adoption of our product lines because we had enabled it at a very, very good price.
When you're solving a problem.
Exactly.
So, okay, I'm going to take a step back now, and I'm going to ask you how what all you've learned all together and how it's, you know, you're applying it to Ready and your market for Ready. How's this going to impact the future of the company and perhaps the future of mobile apps?
So we actually believe this structure is quite revolutionary. We're sort of changing the dynamic between developer and consumer when we launch this platform. And what I mean by that is right now the developer holds all the keys to whatever problem you need solved. One of the ways that has sort of impacted our industry is that we're starting to see a lot of iterations on current apps and not a lot of innovation.
Yep.
And
yep.
By adding like a billion Android creators to solve their own individual problems.
It's going to expedite that.
We're not just going to see iterations. Developers are forced to innovate.
Yeah,
because they're going to have so much more competition.
Right, exactly.
So the way that we see it is, you know, this sort of progression is going to occur. Mm-hmm. We've kind of foreseen that a couple of years ago, and that's why we started Ready. And it's only going to lead to not just better apps, but a better interconnected world.
Yeah.
And one of the examples I use is, you know, a coffee farmer in Guatemala who might have a unique solution for his problem where he couldn't hire a developer, he just built it himself, might push out, let's say, a template that a coffee farmer in Kenya could use.
Well, and so that's a fabulous world solution right here, you know, in wealthy Research Triangle Park area. There are hundreds and maybe thousands of entrepreneurs who can't afford to go to those development firms that are going to charge $100,000 to create that.
Correct.
App.
And that was us, by the way, before we started Ready.
So you know, small businesses everywhere have these ideas for what they'd like to do, you know, in a mobile app, and they just can't afford it.
Correct.
So this really levels the playing field.
Well, I think this is a great idea. So, what are some challenges that you've faced through this process, and then what do you need? Currently, what are you looking for to solve those problems?
Okay, so it's been a very, very long learning curve for us to learn exactly how computers or mobile devices are being interfaced by their everyday users. So we've had four iterations of this product, and each one tested something very, very different. One was obviously the rhetorical building side. The other was simply, you know, how do we build an app that we actually like on the phone when it's such a small device.
Yeah.
The third one was, how do we actually make this fun for users? And finally...
Wait, technology that's not painful? Seriously?
Exactly, right? And finally, we put all those elements together and added this sort of robust functionality in what we call the plug-in interface. Mm. Meaning, you know, how do we enable you to program your Facebook integration with your augmented reality component or even maybe your Salesforce API without, you know, if you're a company, without going to IT.
Right.
So it's been actually a pretty long road. We've done quite a lot of research on it, and each iteration we tested with over 200 people.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, as of now, the most amazing thing is our testers are reacting very positively to it.
That's great.
They're building mobile applications. In the example of that teenager I mentioned, you know, they're validating all of our theories that we had initially. And we're seeing them even willing to pay for those premium features and premium templates in order to build their own.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So where can folks go to learn more about you guys?
Right. So you can go to our website, www.rheti-ready.com. We have a huge learn more section in there. You can have you can also visit, you know, our YouTube channel. If you just YouTube and search for Ready, you'll see some of our video tutorials there. We have a couple of videos with my co-founder speaking about sort of the beginnings of this technology.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And we're also on Twitter, Ready App. We push out a lot of updates. And if they really want to get involved in our community, just visit our Ready community page in Google+.
Oh, great.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Fabulous. Okay, well, thanks so much for sharing this.
Thank you for sharing your time.
What a great guest this is. Great way to start the morning, right?
Oh, starting it off right.
All right. It's very cool. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break here, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.